Blog Talk Radio. Alrighty, that was Paul Wilbur from Dance With Me from his album Lion of Judah. Just kind of opening up a little bit of casualness here on Saturday, or not Saturday, wow, I'm on the wrong day. I am a day late. It's Sunday. It is Sunday. It's a casual Sunday here. And I'm going to do a little bit of readings here and a little bit of topic talk. Psychic Jethro has a couple things, actually about four things, that he wants given out. So during this hour, we are going to give away two of his Saint Protection Bracelets for those of our listeners and people in queue. He's also going to give out a couple packets of that coffee, a couple cups of coffee. And for those winners, if you guys will please go to www.PsychicsGoneWild.com in under the contact place. Please put I am today's winner, and of course today is what is today? Oh my goodness, it is July 28th. Man, time is flying fast. I'm July 28th winner, and just tell him whether you're the winner of the Saint bracelet or whether you're the winner of the cup of coffee. And of course, since that's something we need to mail out, we do need your snail mail address. So again, for today's winners, please contact us at www.PsychicsGoneWild.com, all lowercase, all together. And in that contact information, just say, hello, I'm today's winner of, and tell them what you're the winner of, and give them your snail mail. So, all right, with that being said, I need some water or something here. I'm going to talk a little bit about what is going on in July, because thank goodness for small things. We had a couple things get out of retrograde. For example, on the 7th, we had Saturn ended its retrograde. That was back on the 7th, and we kind of all went, oh, thank you, God, for small things. A lot of things. Saturn is that taskmaster who says, you know, got to make sure your, you know, P's and Q's are dotted. And it's like, it's even worse when it's in retrograde. You have to, like, double up and make sure. And then, of course, we just got out of this Mercury retrograde that drove all of us buggy there for a while. Sometimes I wonder if it's over yet, because I had computer interesting things happening today. But we had that Mercury retrograde that went from June 26th to July 20th. So, thank goodness. It's been about a week since it's been out of it. But I actually did see something on that www.spaceweather.com. It was posted yesterday, and apparently there's been some massive, I don't know what they call them, like core projections, something like that, you know, solar flares to us common folk. Anyway, these solar flares, you know, come out of the sun. They, you know, come toward our planet. They hit our atmosphere. When they do that, it does cause havoc with all kinds of electronical things. It causes havoc with our computers, with our phones, with anything digital, you know, you name it. And so if you've been feeling kind of hit on and it's kind of fiery, that's probably what's going on, is you're experiencing some of those solar flare activity. Like I say, I think that's what I got today. I was having the best of solar flare activity trying to get on the show today. It was pretty amazing. So anyway, a little bit later, we'll also look at a little bit of the gardening by the moon and harvesting, because it's getting to be that time of year where people are, especially around here, they're starting to get into harvest season and county fairs and things like that. So we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what things to harvest when. And for those of you who still, you know, have growing time, because, you know, out here, we have the farmers and ranchers, they'll do like three crops and sometimes four crops of alfalfa. So they'll grow like, you know, they'll have like four harvests of the hay during the summer. So not sure which harvest and baling they're in, but it's like I know my son-in-law works for an outfit, and I know he's with the advent of, I'll say, modern equipment, because you certainly couldn't put headlights on horses and go out and do this, but they have headlights on their tractors, they have headlights on their balers, they go out, they are baling at all times of the night. I'm going, wow, you know, not sure if this is a good thing or not. I think somehow that, you know, when God went said the sun was to go down, it's like, sun's supposed to go down, you're supposed to rest from your labors, not be out there in the middle of the night baling. So anyway, with that being said, all right, let's see. Yeah, and that's what I thought. We had a caller, and we lost him. All right, looks like we got a caller back, so hang in there. Yeah, if you guys get bumped off, out of queue, out of a chat, whatever, it's like just call back in because we're having some of those solar flares and it's just being that kind of day. So hang loose here and we're going to start with our first caller today. I am doing destiny card readings, their birth card readings. So what I will need from you when I am speaking with you is just, a name, but your month and your day of birth. And then if you want to know what's happening in your immediate year, your current age. So, all right, caller number, area code 302. Uh-oh, it's going to pull us on me. There we go. 302, we're spinning around. We're going to get you on. There we go. 302, you're on live with us.
Hello?
Hello? All righty,
Hello?
we got you. Can you hear us? Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Who are we talking to today?
This is Tom.
Tom, all righty.
Yes.
Well, let's see. I'm doing card readings today. So, what I need actually is just your month and your day and your current age, and we'll see what's going on for you. And of course, I'll ask you a question, but let me get your month and day first, and we'll find out what card you are.
Sure. Sure. June 16th.
June
And I'm
16th.
47.
Oh, all right. Of and I'm sorry, I didn't catch the year.
47.
47.
To 66.
Okay.
Five or
So
sixes.
66. Okay. Well, you are an ace of diamonds and you have a queen of diamonds planetary ruling card. And what this tells me is you happen to be one of these lucky people. I happen to have a son who is also born on that day. You guys have quite a
Fantastic.
life path. That's what I'm going to tell you right off the bat here, is you guys have quite a rodeo ahead of you.
Yes.
Oh, let's see. We're going to look and see. Let's see. I'm going to just give you a little bit about what the Ace of Diamonds is, kind of what your life path is, because, and of course, you've lived a lot more of life than my son. He's only 29 this year. But inherent in this card, you've got a lot, you've got a lot of drive and desire for a lot of things. It always seems difficult for you to have both money or career and love at the same time.
Okay.
Because part of this is it's your nature to focus all of yourself into one particular direction, and you kind of, when you're focused, you kind of exclude all other things. So you're either focused on relationship or you're focused on job and money, and it's hard for you really to do that split. In any case, that theme is really prominent. You can tend to be impatient. Of course, as you get a little bit older, that patience comes, somewhat. But you can also be a really great giver. You've got the Jupiter and Neptune card in the life spread. Jupiter tends to expand the Neptunian ideals. Jupiter is the blessed, kind of the blessing sister. Find where that's going about that. Just a minute here. Sorry about that. Oh. Okay. Oh, there it is. Oh, goodness. Sorry, I know. It's like me and my alarm is like, Elisa, oh, waiting for you. Okay, great. Anyway, Jupiter is kind of the blessed planet. It gives us our blessings for the year and for our life. Neptune can be that kind of dreamy, it can be really idealistic. It can be, that rose-colored glasses, the way you look at stuff. It can also be people can pull the wool over your eyes. Okay, so it can be, one of two things, and what's kind of commonly said with it is Neptune is the planet that if you take off the rose-colored glasses, and you thought you were living your dream, you might be in the midst of a nightmare. So that can happen. Let's see. You can tend on one level, and it's a flip side. And of course, you're with Gemini there too. So the twins, it's like they always say, oh, there's four people in any Gemini person. So
Right.
anyway. Can be really kind-hearted on one level, and you really go out of your way to help those less fortunate. And I've seen this, you'll give people the shirt off your back, literally. It can, kind to animals, you hate to see other people or anything suffer. That Neptune influence can really make you aspire and have high ideals. You can make great contributions to worthy causes. And you kind of tend to be that person that people come to you probably should have been in counseling if you weren't, because you could get paid for this. You are the
Right.
person that people come, they cry on your shoulder, they tell you their life story. People you don't even know will walk up to you and do this.
Sure. Sure.
And you go, here's my business card. And it's like, I am a counselor's profession, so please come see me in my office. I've joked with my son about this, and and he's actually in the military, and he did change his MOS to, you know, to shrinkism. So I'm like going, yeah, because he has that tendency too. Oh, let's see. And then here's, it's kind of the good guys and the bad guys. What's really funny with the Ace of Diamonds people, I mean, I'll give you some of the celebrity people here. You know, there's people like Paul Newman, and there's also people like Adolf Hitler. So, you know, you guys can represent the really awesomely great people and the really incredibly, oh, my God, people, okay? Everything in between. Some of the people, you know, Glenn Frey, Abe Vigoda, Michael Cunningham, you know, authors, George Hamilton, Jeff Bridges, of course, we know the actors, you know, Carl Malden, Ryan O'Neill, Ellen DeGeneres, Joey Lawrence, Matt Damon, Jessica Lange, Wayne Gretzky, he was a hockey guy, civil rights leader Angela Davis, Eddie Van Halen was a rock musician. Gerald Ford, of course, was president. Douglas MacArthur, Sally Field. Of course, we've already mentioned Mr. Hitler. William Shatner, Chris O'Donnell, Ethan Hawke, Anita Baker, Pete Sampras, tennis player. Andrew Lloyd Webber was composer, and then Jesse Jackson, politician. So, you know, you've got quite a variety there with the Ace of Diamonds people. You're really creative. You're capable of working two jobs at once or sometimes more. You meet new people every day. You know, you're social, you're gregarious. A lot of your good fortune comes from those meetings with people. You do have ambition, you know, and you've got some artistic ability. Your work usually involves some kind of travel, which, you know, you love to travel, you love that change. Your life can be a series of phone calls or communications of all sorts, usually a flurry of activity. Regardless of what you do, you believe that you're here to help the world, make an important contribution in the process. You're a little bit inclined to be psychic if you're not in denial, that river in Egypt. And you're naturally attracted to the metaphysical side of life. If you don't let money or power take top priority in your values, you're really going to have, you know, you've had that life of great satisfaction, accomplishment, and achievement. Your biggest concern with relationships, your biggest challenge is, you know, what you have to give up. Do you have to give up love to have career, or do you have to give up career to have your love? Sometimes, you know, you'll have a distance relationship where you only see your partner every so often. Allows you time for work, which is, you know, primary importance. In other cases, sometimes you and your partner will spend a lot of time traveling together. At least once in your life somewhere, and likely you've probably already been through this, you get a lesson about the importance of having a partner with them as opposed to being separated by miles and miles. Again, back to that Neptune and Pisces element spilling into your personal relationships. Sometimes, you know, though you see the highest in your partners, you know, your natural caretakers of your partners, sometimes the partners do not live up to what you really expected, and you can come, you know, become disappointed and angry in that. You need to learn how to speak up about your own needs and really learn how to see others for who they really are. You know, back to the Neptune, you know, take off the rose-colored glasses, because that does, you know, you have that tendency just to see the highest and best in, you know, most everybody, and until life beats you around a little bit, you go, oh man, you know, that was, I don't know. You have a lot of restlessness in your nature. There's just, with the Ace of Diamonds, you know, you're the goers, the doers, the movers, the shakers. Aces are always wanting to, you know, to like start things, you know, see what's going on, you know, what's my next deal, what am I doing? So, okay, with all that being said, now what's your question?
I completely forgot.
No problem. I forgot.
I was so wrapped up in listening to that that I have no idea. Oh my goodness!
Got you derailed. Wow. Okay. So I'm thinking you're 47. So you would be you'll see your age. Your age this year. You are. Let me think here. 60. Wait a minute. Tell me you're 47.
Yeah, 66.
Oh, come on, help me out. How much?
So what's my question?
How old are you this year? What's your age this year?
47.
Oh, you're 47. Okay. All righty. Sounds good. Okay.
So I guess
you went through midlife crisis at 45, didn't you?
Midlife crisis. I don't know. That's the thing is I have no idea what that looks like. My life is, like you said, it's always been, you know, not the traditional. So I'm not quite sure what the crisis would look like any different than a normal, you know, my whole life pretty much.
There you go, right. So usually what happens, I'll give you a little bit of background on this. What happens is, you know, think of the Lion King. From the day you step into this planet, okay, each in this card system that I use, there is a different card layout for each and every year of your life, you know, from 0 to 99. So you've got 100 years
right.
with the cards laid out for you, okay?
Right.
Usually what happens, it goes in a 45 minute, yeah, right. Now, actually, scientists have found, like, our brains operate on a 45-minute cycle, so you do really good if you learn 45 minutes and then you review 45 minutes. Anyway, aside from that, 45
yeah.
is also with our age. It's like at the age of 45, you have the same cards that you stepped into the planet with. And it's like a lot of people call it, you know, the midlife crisis or the midlife, you know, midlife change. And really what happens
right.
is, whether consciously or unconsciously, you do, you know, you kind of review your life a little bit, you know, you do a lot of changes. And sometimes, you know, people that, you know, have known you for a long time go, what in the world happened to you? It's like, you know, you used to be this way and now you're this way. It's like, I don't think like I know you anymore, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it can really
right.
shake things up to the point where they go, man, you know, I mean, you lose friends, or, you know, you kind of, you know, somebody who was a best friend all of a sudden isn't so much anymore, and somebody, you know, knew you may have met, all of a sudden becomes your best friend, you know. So it really shakes up your relationships. It shakes up things, you know, more so, even more so than is normal for you, okay?
Right,
and that's
okay.
kind of what that midlife changes, okay? And with you being 47, 45 is the time that usually happens. And it'll happen for about that whole year. It's like, you know, you kind of go through and you just kind of say, you know, here I'm up in this an octave because I've had 45 years to learn, you know, all this new cool stuff, and it's like, you know, on this planet, and now I've got the opportunity really to remake the next 45 years, because that's, you know,
right.
your next 45 year cycle till you're 90. So, okay, so your
right.
question, you remembered, what was it?
Well, so I guess the I have switched jobs a lot in my life, and I've been at my what I'm currently doing for the last 10, 11 years now, and I've got an opportunity to you know, change, but I love both of them, and I'm kind of trying to decide. You mentioned at one point I could handle two, but I'm, you know, like you said, I get focused and I get passionate, and my fear
right.
is that I'll give up one or choose the other, or
right.
I'll choose wrong or whatever.
Yeah. If you try to split yourself between the two jobs, you won't give 100% to either one. Yeah, I get you.
Right.
Let's kind of look and see. So you just had your birthday.
Yep.
Hasn't even. Yeah. It's just been a month there. Okay. So you are still actually. I mean, and I love doing this at, you know, at the beginning of your year, because there's a lot of really exciting things that happen. And if you, do you have access to like a paper and pen here really quick? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an overview of your year, just, you know, really quick. And then if you want to, you know, you want to keep that and like call, you know, call back on different days and stuff when I'm on, we'll kind of go over each one of those years. Because what they do is they have each planetary ruler that they have is in like runs for like 52 days. So you'll run the whole gamut, you know, for all the planets. Okay, got your paper and pencil?
Let me make sure this thing right.
Yep,
okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay. In your vertical column, okay, so, you know, going down, you
mm-hmm.
know, right on one line and then skip a line or two, okay? So you'll have room to do this. On your first
okay.
line, you're going to write Mercury, okay? Mercury, skip a line or two. Venus, skip a couple lines. Mars, skip a couple lines. Jupiter, skip two. Saturn, skip two. Uranus, skip a couple. Neptune, skip a couple. And in the last ones, we have LR standing for long range, because that's the card that represents your year for this year. After long range, just skip a line. There's a pair that is called Pluto and Result, and they are read as a pair. Okay. And then after those two is your environment, your environmental card. And after that one is your displacement card. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back and I'm going to give you the pairs of cards that are found under each time frame, and then we'll kind of just look at, you know, look at what this is doing for your year. Under that Mercury time frame, you have a King of Clubs and a Nine of Spades. Okay, so and then again, you know, kind of write those vertically so you have space to do that.
King of Clubs and what was the other one?
Nine of Spades.
Nine of Spades.
Okay. Under your Venus
yep.
time frame, you've got a six of diamonds and a seven of diamonds. You got a lot of diamonds in here this year. Cool. Under your Mars time frame, you have a four of hearts and a two of diamonds. Got a pretty good poker hand this year, by the way.
Just, you know. Yeah, a flush.
Yeah, so far. Oh, wait, it gets better. Okay, under your Jupiter time frame, you have a jack of spades and an ace of hearts. Under your Saturn time frame, you have a king of spades and a three of spades. Under your, that is the Uranus Uranus time frame, you have a ten of diamonds. That's the blessed card. What's that? Go ahead. Okay, under Saturn. Under Saturn, you had a king of spades and three of spades. Under Uranus, you have a ten of diamonds and a six of hearts. Under Neptune, you actually have two, which is kind of interesting. It's like Neptune usually has one, so you got some blessings coming out of that. Neptune, you have a two of hearts and a king of spades. Wow, you got that twice. King of spades is like the mastery card, so it's like it just kind of it gives an indication that, you know, you can be really, you know, the master of your destiny, the master of whatever you're doing. You know, you're the captain at the helm of the ship this year. The fact you've got this twice is really amazing because there's some people that never get this card, okay? In the long range for your overall year is an ace of clubs. And we'll take a look at your long range, too, when we start doing it. Your Pluto and result card. Your Pluto card is a queen of spades, and your result card is a nine of clubs. And then there's your environment card, which is kind of the blessings and overall for the year, is a three of hearts. And then there's a displacement card, which is a six of clubs. So you've got, you got a lot of stuff going on. It's like you got some stuff with health. Spades usually indicate our health and our career. Diamonds are about our money. And I will say that the Ten of Diamonds is called the blessed card. So, you know, when that shows up, you know, depending on where it's at in that Uranus time frame, it'll be like unexpected riches, you know, type of stuff.
Okay.
Where are you at right now? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so where am I at with what?
Okay, let's see. Did you get all those down? Did we miss any?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. Which ones did you miss?
No, I got everything. I got all the cards.
Oh, you got them. Okay, good deal. Okay, so what we're going to look at now really quick is just your I'll start with like your overall, which is like the Ace of Clubs, and just see what your overall I'll say goals or, you know, what's kind of on your it's kind of what's on your mind the most this year. Ace of Clubs is the desire for knowledge or beginning of some, you know, new mental accomplishments. It's like the birth of a new idea, plan, or way of communicating with the world around you. Can be a desire for some specific information, you know, education, pursue some new plans to make, you know, again, this, you know, would relate to the job. And it could be, it could be a new job or just embarking on a new way of thinking and communicating with others. In the Mercury time frame, it's an influence of great interest and curiosity about something that comes quickly. And, of course, Mercury, you know, it comes and goes really quick. It could be the desire for, you know, news about something at a short distance, about one of your relatives. But there's something you really want to know right now, which is, you know, the question you asked there about, you know, man, should I, you know, the jobs here. Okay, in general, you just have a curiosity at the time that could motivate you to pursue educational goals or else to increase your knowledge in many areas. So that's, you know, again, that's kind of the overview, you know, for the year. Okay, so what was that? Okay, now this is why I had you write this down. I cheated, see. What is the next, for Mercury, what are the two cards? I think it was the King of Clubs.
Mercury was King of Clubs and Nine of Spades.
And Nine of Spades, okay. The Nines talk about as one door opens, another door closes, you know, that kind of stuff. And it can be disappointments, and this would be this kind of sounds to me like this might be, you know, a door is opening, a door is closing, so you're going to have to possibly choose one of those jobs. You know, it's like kind of like what you were thinking there. With that king being the first one, it's a very powerful card of applied wisdom. It says guarantee success in all your mental pursuits. You know, in this period and for this year, as I kind of look at it as a watercolor wash. Your ability to distinguish truth from illusion, to sort out, a lot of detail seems amazing. The King of Clubs is called the King of Knowledge. So any mental pursuit, you know, you're going to have a lot of success with that. And I don't know, like in the jobs, if one of them is more, mental work than the other, or if they're both kind of similar, but it's like, you know, you might take a leadership role at work or, you know, some mental pursuits. So whichever one of the jobs maybe is going to allow you more room, I'll say, to expand, you know, to maybe
right.
take on that leadership role, okay, if that makes sense.
All right.
And then Key Clubs, and what was that other? What was the other one? The
Nine of Spades.
Okay. Nine of Spades is about endings, and it's like generically as a card, you know, as a card, it's like, you know, loss of job, poor health, death, major ending, you know, but it's a major ending of some component of your lifestyle. It could bring a sudden illness, accident, or trouble with work. Okay, it could be disappointing. It's not going to last long. Okay.
My father just died. So.
Oh wow. Okay. So you did.
Yeah, he had cancer
and just
died very fast recently.
Wow. Okay, yeah, and that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of times when nines show up, it's either the Nine of Spades and the Ace of Spades can indicate a death in the family. So I'm sorry for your loss. It's like my dad died last year and I'm still not over it. So yeah, that goes on. Wow. Take your time. I will say, you know, our society doesn't really support it much, but you know what? When somebody dies, take your time to grieve. It's like, because you're allowed. It's like there's a reason cultures in the past used to let people wear black for a year, you know, to, you know, wear rip their shirt or whatever, you know, and be in mourning.
Right.
So it's like, take that time. You're allowed to grieve, even though it's not a popular thing or a popular custom. It's like, do it for yourself because you need to.
Sure.
It's like, that's an important relationship. Okay. Okay. So that's that. Accent. Okay. Nines represent completions and endings. There's a major one there. And then that other Mercury card, again, that King of Clubs, you know, kind of indicates what's coming in, you know, that letting go. So it's like, I don't know if one, you know, if one of the jobs affords maybe more of an opportunity either to learn or to travel, something like that, you know, I'm just going to say whichever one kind of allows you to expand more and just expand your leadership stuff. Kind of look at that one a little bit harder, okay? Like I said, you know, you really have a good layout this year in terms of cards. It's like you've really got, you know, a lot of positive stuff happening. It's like, you know, it's going to kind of be, you know, again, in the wake of, you know, a death in the family, it's like that just, it throws you for a loop for a while. And, you know, like I say,
I'm very complete with my father. So I feel really good. You know, I mean, I got to take care of him and I feel very complete and you know, with the death of both my parents, I was really fortunate that I got to be with them and then help them go through their transition.
Transition.
So I feel very good right now.
Good. Okay.
That's a positive place to be.
That's awesome, because that's a positive place to be, because you know, so many people don't have that opportunity, and then they have, you know, like issues and stuff. So it's like you're really blessed for that. So.
Not
that it makes it easier, you know, because...
Right,
All righty. But just kind of, you know, just kind of overall looking, it does say, coming up into the next, you know, the next time comes up, I'm just kind of looking at your diamond cards, you know, the diamonds and the spade cards, simply because those, you know, the spades talk about your career and diamonds talk about your money. You know, it really and truly, it's like, you know, with that Saturn, you know, it's like you've noticed you got that king of spades in Saturn and a king of spades in, what is it, Neptune. You know, both of those talk about just, you know, that it's that mastery. It's like it is. It's the ultimate mastery card. So it's like it's mastering your life this year in whatever direction you want to go. It really, you know, indicates that you can have success, you know, as long as you don't go shoot yourself in the foot. I've seen people do this, which is sad. You know, as long as you really stay on the positive and just go, you know, look at it and always look for the silver lining. You know, no matter what is happening in your life, it's like, you know, yeah, you need thunderclouds to make things, you know, to make things rain and grow, but there's always a silver lining.
Sure.
There's always stuff, you know, positive happening out of it.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Does that help at all? It's like, if not, what I'm going to highly recommend is we do have some real awesome readers on tomorrow, same time, same station here. Is Gary Wimmer does stone readings, and Bonnie Albers is like you know, life coach, whatever, and then of course Jethro's there, so you'll have a three for all tomorrow. So if what I said today doesn't quite answer it, call back tomorrow and just, you know, pose that question again to him. Okay.
Okay. Fantastic. I appreciate it.
All
right.
Well, thank you for calling in. I'll leave you in queue here if you want to hear the rest. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You bet. You betcha. Okay, and let's see. We're going to move along here to area code 225. 225, I think we got you live. All righty. What I'm doing is the birth card readings today, and what I need to have you tell me is just your month and your day of your birth.
May 17th.
May 17th. Okay, so you are a two of diamonds with an eight of clubs as your planetary ruler. And what is your current age?
53.
53. Okay. So I'm going to take a look back here. Two of diamonds is, and I will say two of diamonds people, you know, you are always looking for, you know, you like to be in partnership. You like to be in a relationship. You like to be, you know, doing stuff with people. I believe it's called, I want to say the Wheeler Dealer cards, but was there a specific question you had for us today?
Some jewelry came up missing. Do you know who have it?
Oh, boy. Okay. You asked me a question. It's like that. I'll say that is not my field of expertise at that. And it's like I will honestly say probably the best person to get that would likely be to be Jethro. And, again, I know he will be on tomorrow. Bonnie's pretty intuitive, and Gary's amazing. He does those stone readings, but it's like he might very well, you know, all three of those folks tomorrow might be able to come up with that. But it's like, yeah, I am not sure on.
In general.
Okay, reading in general? That I can do. That I can do for you. Any particular question, you know, the career, love, finances, you know, anything like that, or just kind of a little bit of everything?
Love,
okay. Crazy love. Okay, well, yeah, two of diamonds, you, like I said, you are the Wheeler Dealer card. You know, you like to mix and mingle and arrange deals with other people. It's like you're very successful. You know, you've got good intuition yourself, actually. It's going to lead you to success, and it really shows you the right path to follow. With your intuition, you have a high set of values, and often, you know, what you felt is a mission in life, which involves, you know, partners, other people. You have a certain amount of ambition, you know, for money. It keeps you motivated. And that's good because sometimes the twos of diamonds can get into ruts, especially with your close relationship. If you tap your inner guidance, you're going to find a path awaiting you that is really both fascinating and rewarding. You do best by establishing yourself, you know, in one business, sticking with it. And, you know, it amazes me in today's society, you know, you can still be, I mean, I've seen people in their, you know, 50s, 60s, even this one little gal, like in her 70s, started a brand new business. Like, wow, that is, you know, that's an entrepreneur at their best there. But, you know, really find something that you love. You know, there's a book called, you know, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. Two is the number of logic, and you've got a mind that's really quick at making distinctions and evaluations. You're often attracted to and pretty good with working with computers. You know, that's one of the things you can actually do pretty good. Financially, it's one of the most fortunate cards in the deck. And a lot of that finance, you know, usually doesn't come until after you're 35. It's like, you know, if you kind of compare where your life has been at before 35 versus after 35, you might have found you had more success after 35. Got a lot to be grateful for. And you are one of the cards, you know, one of those, you know, one of the people is likely to live to be 100. It's like you've got some longevity going for you there. Your life holds really a special purpose, a mission that involves bringing higher knowledge of some kind to the world and to the people you love. And you're called a messenger of light. Romance. Okay, you've got really some strong fixed attitudes and ideas and principles about love that are really admirable. You know, on the one hand, of course, we've always got that, you know, flip side of the coin. And on the other shoe, there's sometimes those same ideas are your greatest hurdle to get over, okay, in regarding romance and emotional happiness. The lesson, some of the life lessons, is to learn that love and marriage are more than fixed ideas. You know, and your tendency is once you're in a relationship, you know, good, bad, or ugly, you usually, you know, stick with it. Because you're kind of, you know, you're kind of stuck there with your fixed principles. Unless something major happened, you know, to get you out of it, it's like, you were there for the long haul. And it kind of just mentions that, you know, it it can cause you to stay in a relationship where you're not really very happy. So, you know, life is too short to go through it not being happy. So if you're, you know, out of a relationship and looking for one, this is a good time to really go through that evaluation and go, you know, I want to be happy in this one, because this is, you know, the next one's likely to be your lifetimer, you know, for the rest of this life. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're happy with that person and they're happy with you. Okay, there's, you know, with you, you've got an Ace of Hearts in your Pluto. It really indicates a strong, sometimes that hidden need for affection that can go unnoticed or unacknowledged, because sometimes, you know, you get really involved in the mental side of things, in your life, in your work, in your business, you know, stuff like that. But you have an inner need for affection, and self-respect is kind of really at the heart of that, and that's where a lot of the relationship problems, you know, things like that happen, you know, for you. It's just, you know, you know, like I say, it's awesome, you know, because you have some really, you know, awesome, amazing, good principles and stuff. And it's like, in today's world we're living in, people don't always respect that. And it's like, and you really do. You need to find that person. And there always is one. My grandma always used to say, you know, there's a lid for every pot and a pot for every lid. So, you know, have that faith that there is somebody there. Also, you're really pretty an intellectual person, and you like to be able to converse with that person. So you can't just, you know, marry a dummy, if you will. You know, you want somebody smart to discuss stuff with. And I'm kind of thinking, okay, along those lines. Not sure what kind of groups or what kind of, you know, neighborhood things you can get out to, but someplace where there's, I'll say, intellectual stimulation, like, you know, groups at your library, you know. Join discussion groups, or, you know, they do all kinds of stuff. You know, it's like you can meet people either, you know, online in groups, you know, that kind of stuff. Or, in you know, I'll say in your case, in our case, because I'm the same generation you are. I'm about your age. And, you know, just getting out and meeting people face-to-face is really, really good for you. It's like, you know, you like that socialness. And just kind of, you know, are there groups, are there things, you know, like... oh, right, the Betty Crocker cake decorating thing. No, that was funny. You know, are there groups and stuff that you can get out to, like, you know, chef things, like, you know, book discussions or things like that? Are there groups and things that you belong to that you go out and participate in?
Well, I've been trying to get into, like, a cooking thing. I don't know why that came up, but I'm really interested in that kind of stuff.
They gave me the Betty Crocker chef thing. Okay, that was funny. Okay.
That's so bad. Betty Crocker.
I do get messages. If it's like, it's just my group works really, really differently for me, and it's like a lot of times they don't work on air for me, but yeah. So, okay. So you've been trying to do
Betty
a chef thing. That's really cool. Wow. So, and what's been, has there been a block for that, or is like it's just not working out, or what's with that?
I'm just still trying to get it done, and I have been hanging out at the library with some groups and everything you said. I just, you know, I'd just rather stay at home and come up with a recipe than go out, you know. I think maybe that's the problem.
Oh, okay. So you really, so you could probably write your own recipe book.
Yeah, because I'm always trying stuff, you know.
Wow. You know what? I was going to say that if you haven't put a recipe book together, that really might be, it might be, you know, I mean, everybody's doing, you know, books and stuff these days, but it's like that might be a really good avenue for you in terms of, you know, a little, generating a little bit of income. It's like, and what I will do is there's several of our people that, you know, on the show that have written books, you know, successfully got them out there. Gary Wimmer has written a couple books. Jethro's written a book. Pamela Cummins on Tuesday has written a book. You know, people are becoming published here. So, you know, you might just pick their brains a little bit and just kind of say, you know, what have you found to be, you know, a good place to publish? Because, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, do your recipes. That would really be cool. And you might find that as a way to, you know, that might very well be an avenue where, your relationship is going to come, because, you know, there is also that old thing that says, you know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. So, you know, if you're a good cook, I'll tell you what, you've got an advantage over some of us. I'll tell you that.
Yep, I do.
That's kind of cool.
That I do.
So are you saying you're actually trying to get to where you're going to a school, or you're just kind of, you know, or you prefer to do stuff at home on your own?
Just sort of like, I just want to invent this cookie. I see this cookie all over the world, but I just don't know how to get it.
Get it going. I see. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
I want to
be
the cookie
monster
again.
Cookie monster. That's kind of cool.
You ever saw a man with a bad attitude when you gave him a cookie?
Never.
Don't think
like
about
that.
It.
That's usually what Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster had a bad attitude. It's like me have cookie. Remember that one? Oh my goodness. Which reminds me. Let's see. Okay, we are at. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're at. Oh heavens. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we got some stuff given away today. And what I will say is, pulling here with our, I will say that you are a winner of a couple things because we haven't had that many callers today. But I'll tell you what, you've won yourself a Saint Protection bracelet, and you've also won yourself a cup of gourmet coffee. And what I'm going to have you do is go to, make sure, you know, when you get off this call, go to, or look in the chat, I'm not sure if you can get there, www.psychicsgonewild.com. That's psychicsgonewild.com. And just type in there in the contact place, say, hello, I'm today's winner. I won a cup of coffee and a protection bracelet. And then make sure you give Jethro your snail mail, you know, the because it's physical stuff, so we have to have a place to mail it to. But you are our winner of a bracelet and a cup of coffee today, so you're double up on us. How about that?
And I'll ask him how to get those cookies made up.
Yes.
You know,
how to do that and distribute it. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Distribution, yeah, because he will have, it's like if he doesn't personally know, and if his, because if he doesn't personally know, it's like I will say that he has an amazing group of angelic ones on the other side that, you know, they basically rat you out. You know, they'll sit there and he'll tell you stuff. You go, wow, how did you know this? It's like, well, because, you know, your angels know it. They just told me. So, yeah, he's that kind of reader. It's pretty phenomenal. So between the group that is with you, and since this is something near and dear to your heart, it's like chances are they have some answers for you. And I will say, you know, get a hold of him. He'll be on the show, you know, like say tomorrow. But in the meantime, you know, check out that psychicsgonewild.com and let him know that you are the winner of both a bracelet and a cup of coffee today, okay?
All righty.
And then call back in. The show will be on at the same time tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow, and it's the same number, 773-897-6461. So call back in, and, yeah, there's some really, you know, three heads are better than one, but it's like you will get some good advice both on doing, you know, either a recipe book and or getting those cookies out to the planet. So it's like, yeah, cookie my I go buy one of those. I like cookies. I grew up with Cookie Monster.
I never met a person who doesn't like a cookie.
Exactly.
And you ever
and you
saw
gotta
her
have a
glass? They always go, oh.
Right,
you ever notice
exactly.
Before they go in their mouth, they go, oh.
Yep. Warm cookies and cold milk. It's a good combo.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. You know what? You betcha. Let me get you hang on here for just a minute because I've got to get your, hang on. I got to get a phone number here for you. So it's like, let me just grab that really quick. Don't hang up on me yet here. Cause that way, whoops. Oh, what in the world was that? That was a solar flare, guys. I don't know. We've been having solar flare activity and it's like, it has been affecting our computer stuff. So bear with us. So if it drops you, kicks you off, whatever. Okay, there we go. Gotcha. And like I say, go to that psychicsgonewild.com and check in. And like I say, let Jethro, you know, enter your name and your, you know, either phone number or your snail mail and say, you know, I'm the winner of today's stuff. And it's like, and then call back in. Call back in tomorrow and ask them about that because that ought to be very interesting. Call in early. I'll say call in early because Mondays is packed.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
You betcha. All righty. Let's see here, guys. And we have... Oops, let's see. Okay. We're having computer issues, so bear with me here while I try to get studio aired out and see what I can do with this. Okay, there we go. Okay. And we have a... couple more callers here. As I'm going to grab each one of you guys really quick because we have a giveaway here really fast. Okay, our first caller here is, we have you down as a Skype caller, and it says Greg. And Greg, I'll tell you what, I hope you like coffee because you are the winner of our second cup of coffee giveaway today. And it's the same thing. If you will go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and just enter your information and let Psychic Jethro know. It's like, I won the second cup of coffee. Give him a snail mail address. He'll mail that out to you, okay? Hello, Greg. I hope you heard this. Greg, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. I had it on mute.
Okay. So. That's fine. No problem. Okay. So let me, like I say, if you like coffee, so make sure you go there. Oh, good deal. Okay, well, you won yourself a free cup of coffee, and it's like Jethro will, it's like, yes, he'll explain to you how he's going to mail a cup of coffee to you through the mail. So it's like, but go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and just tell him, say, I am the winner of today's cup of coffee, and here's my snail mail address, and mail it on out. So he will do that. Did you have a question today?
Yeah, I was interested in... I've been trying to do some lucid dreaming for a long time.
Ah, okay.
And with very limited results.
Okay, and, right. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, like, I don't know if it's the local atmosphere, but I feel a lot of resistance. So I was kind of
okay.
Like, I didn't know if it was that or maybe, how, like, when we come in with a different soul group. Or,
right. You know
what I mean? Almost like saying, hey, we're going to learn this together.
I know exactly where you're going with on that one. I sure do. And it's like, okay, lucid dreaming. And what I will say is I know there's books out there on this, okay? I know there are, so my assumption is that you've probably gotten some of those books already, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've tried
the techniques, okay, on how to do that. Yeah, I remember going through that phase. It's like, yeah, and it does, I know they say you can do, lucid dreaming in like, 30 days or whatever. And it's like, for some of us, it takes more than days.
Yeah, I think if you were there with a group of people,
Yeah. The question I will ask is, I know it's going to seem kind of possibly unrelated, but do you have, how good are you at meditating? Do you meditate like on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you probably already got that one doing. With your meditation stuff, all right, so are you bringing, I'll say, are you bringing back information from, like across the bridge when you do meditation?
Usually,
okay. Because I know the lucid dreaming stuff is real, it can be real similar to meditation. And the biggest thing is I know they say, like awareness. And how long have you been trying to do this? How long have you been trying the lucid dreaming stuff? How long have you been
off and on? A couple years.
Only a couple weeks?
A couple years.
Oh, a couple years. Okay. Have you had any success with it at all?
Some.
Some.
And
okay.
Sometimes I'll put like my own guided meditation in the background. That helps a little bit.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, although it'll change the scene a little bit, I'm not really in control. It's almost like I'm stuck as an actor, in somebody else's movie.
Right. I'll give you a little bit of my experience with what lucid dreaming, whatever. it's kind of like steps, and it's been so long since I've read the books, you know, I can't exactly remember, you know, what the stages they talk about. But I do remember that, I'll go with this. What you first start experiencing is you start experiencing being aware. So have you had that awareness where you're just like a watcher in the dream?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I've had all the experiences. It's just they've been few and far between.
Right. Okay. The other thing's going to sound really funny, too, is like, you know, do you have like a regular bedtime, a regular time you go to bed and a regular time you wake up?
Not always.
Okay. I know that makes a difference. Usually, and this is going to sound really funny, if you get to bed by 10, you know, so you can get up by 6 in the morning, you know, it's like 10 to 6, you know, it's kind of optimal unless you're like 9 to 5, you know, sleeping 9 to 5. One of the things, and Jethro, this is out of Uncle Jethro's recipes and whatever, get a clear glass. It has to be glass, not plastic, and it's got to be clear. You can't have designs on it, stuff like that. Get a clear glass of water at night. Put it under your bed where you're not going to knock it over. Help your animals don't, you know, get under the bed and knock it over, that kind of stuff. If that's kind of like, you know, a problem. Okay. That helps clarify your dreams. Okay, that's one. The other thing I'm actually going to tell you is there's a really, really good book. It's an older book. I don't even know if it's in print anymore. It's like, I think they have them, you know, you might be able to get like at Amazon or, you know, half price, something, you know, .com, whatever. But there's a gentleman that wrote, it's three books, it's a trilogy, and it's about the same guy. It's the first one is called The Magus of Strovolos. And it's called The Extraordinary World of a Spiritual Healer. Okay, that was the very first book. The second one is called, Fire in the Heart. And the third one is called Homage to the Sun, H-O-M-A-G-E, Homage to the Sun.
Okay.
And it's written, they're all three written by Kyriako C. Markides, M-A-R-K-I-D-E-S. And it's like, you know, if you've got online stuff, you know, you can go and look this up. That old guy, he was a Greek Cypriot. You know, worked for the Postal Service, but the guy did amazing things. I mean, in the first book, it talks about, you know, he talks about the reason for saying prayer at night, you know, this kind of stuff, you know, to protect yourself. He says, because we all astral travel every night. And what he actually did in there was he gave some meditations and, you know, the how-tos, you know, meditate this way, da-da-da-da-da. And this old dude was really good in his practice. He could... I'll say when he was out and astral traveling, like people would ask him, you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, like say, you know, get that first with the Magus of Strovolos, you'll be amazed at some of the stuff this guy could do. But this, I remember in particular, this one couple asked him something. They lost something in their house. So they asked him if he'd come look for it. Okay. And of course they didn't mean come search, you know, so come search by day. So what he did that night, he went out, he astral projected, he went to their house. He walked through their house on the astral plane. He found this thing that they were looking for. He materialized his hand, took this object, whatever it was, from the shelf, the closet of the shelf, and put it on their bedside, their nighttime bedstand. And then he dematerialized his hand and went home. I know. I was blown away. I was like, wow, that is amazing. But the guy gives meditations in there. He gives some specific things to do. You know, and of course you have to, I mean, and I think they actually might have like a group, you know, it sounded like they had a group that was going, and it's like, and of course with, you know, today's internet, you might be able to hook up with a group. But it's very spiritual practice. I mean, this old dude was an Orthodox Greek, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he just did some amazing things. And of course, when I heard that one, I went, wow, it suddenly came clear to me how, you know, in the Bible, it wrote on the wall, you know, meeny, meekle, tecal, pars, you know, the handwriting on the wall. I was like, well, that's how that happened. But there's apparently, if people, you know, if you apply yourself and you do the things, you know, whatever, he'd found some ways to do this. And he did the same thing with his healings. He would, like, literally, he dematerialized bones and would take out bone spurs and stuff like this. And then he materialized the bone. It was just, like, say, phenomenal. The things that he did in, you know, in the spiritual healing mode. So I really honestly would recommend get that book and check it out. And it's like, once you read the first one, you're going to have to read the next two.
Okay.
But check that out that. Because he does. Yeah. He, you know, like I say, he gives some really good, you know, meditation stuff and some really some how to's. And it's like I say, it's worth a read. It really is. So
Okay, thanks a lot.
Have the best one. Yeah, it's like, you know, so, and, you know, call us back as lucid dreaming goes, because what I will say, you know, you talk about control. I have never experienced, you know, like they talk about, you know, I remember that, you know, where you can control your dreams and that kind of stuff. It's like, I never got to that point where, I mean, I always felt like I was a spectator. I could see stuff going on. There was only a time or two when I really was, you know, came awake and aware and alert. And it's like, and I did make a difference, you know, in what was going on. But I never got to that point where, you know, like they're talking about, you know, you can control your dream. It's like, no, you just kind of participate. And it's like, sometimes I wonder if it's, you know, if it's lucid dreaming or if it's astral travel. So, you know, sometimes it arose by any other name, you know.
even if you could just point your finger at something in the dream and get a clear interpretation as it's happening, you know, that would be something.
Exactly. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in today, and call us back and let us know. You know, we're on either at 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. Eastern time. It's the same number you called in today. If you're on the computer, you can click, you know, follow, and it's like it will email you the show's website, whatever. So, anyway, thank you for calling in today. And, you know, I'd be interested to know how that lucid dreaming goes, because, yeah, that's something I worked at, you know, for a while.
Okay.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You too.
All righty. Oh, and Greg, make sure you call in, go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and tell him that you're, you know, enter your, you're the copy winner today, okay? Tell him that. Okay, and we got another caller here, and this is area code 347.
Nation Sports, we speculate, damn it, you win, and we're live from the great state of Minnesota. In the city of Manitowoc, it's the big show. We're on the east side. The big show's on the pole.
Not sure what that one is. That was kind of really different. Okay, and our last one here is 208. And guess what? You won our second bracelet of the day. So if you will make sure that you go log into www.psychicsgonewild.com and under Contact Us, say, I am today's winner of the protection bracelet. And it's like, you are our lucky winner, so you'll enter your name and your snail mail address, and Jethro will mail that out to you today. So, anyway, with that being said, who am I talking to today? Area code 208?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
How are you doing? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Really good. Okay, let's see. And I am going to just jotting your area code down here so we can make sure, because Jethro does. He always asks me after the show, says, did you get either a number or a name of somebody? You know, it's like, who's our winners? La-da-da. It's like, okay, I'm going to make sure I've got a number here. So, yeah, make sure that you go on to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and say, Jethro, I am today's winner of the bracelet. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Anyway, what is your question today?
Where should I be headed from here? I know I'm in the process of trying to leave the current job that I'm in, and it just seems like every time I turn around and apply for a different job, it never comes to fruition.
It gets blocked on you. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, what I do is I use the poker deck. Okay, I use our hearts, clubs, diamonds, and whatever. And if you can give me your month and day of birth, I'll at least tell you what your cards are, and a week from there we can kind of look up and see what your year is bringing and, you know, what's going on. So, what month and day were you born?
January 21st.
Okay, February 21st?
January 21st.
Oh, January 21st. Okay, that would make a big difference, yes it would. Okay, you are a six of diamonds. Wow, that is one card that is, the sixes are always about, you know, kind of like your karma comes around, and yours is with finances. So it's like whatever happens in your life, it's like, you know, you're balancing things with finances. Do you know, because you are right on the cusp, you're on the cusp of either being a Capricorn or an Aquarius. Do you happen to know which one you are?
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Okay, the dawning of. Okay, so your planetary ruling card is in the Ace of Diamonds. Okay, so you got two diamonds there. Diamonds are girl's best friend, huh? All right, let's see here. We'll take a look at that six and see what you got going this year here. Because you're not too far in here. And the other thing I need to know is how old are you this year?
43.
43? 43. Okay. Wowie zowie. Okay. Ho ho. Well, did you ever luck out? Wow, man alive. You've got the King of Spades as your long-range card this year, which means this is absolutely going to be the year for doing this. It's like this is being, it's called being the master of your own destiny. It's like, you know, being the captain of the ship of the wheel. So even though you're meeting these obstacles and even though, you know, things are not seeming to pan out quite, you know, the way you'd hoped they were going to, this is actually going to be a really good year to, like, you know, take the bull by the horns and bulldog that sucker. And this is your year. This is a great year to start, you know, to start a business of your own. Kind of where you've been through already. Let's see. And this might explain some of the things to see. I'm just going to look up real quick with that January. Planetary influences here. Okay. Yep. You've been through. Where are you at now? We're in July. Okay. What you've already been through in your year, your Mercury time, of course, started. There's each of the planets, you know, spend like 52 days in a particular sign and place and whatever. So from January 21st to about March 14th, you're in Mercury, which is the quick time of the year. Venus came in on March 14th and went to about May 5th. Mars came in on May 5th and went to like June 26th. Your Jupiter time frame, which is where you're at right now, started on June 26th. So you're about a month into it, and it goes until August 17th. So you still got some of your Jupiter time frame, which is, you know, really a good time of the year. It's your blessed time of the year. Starting on August 17th, you're going to have, that's Saturn. Saturn is the taskmaster of, you know, really making sure, you know, you got to be on top of everything. You got to have your P's and Q's and ducks in a line and everything else, cross the T's and dot the I's. With that one, and that goes until October 8th. Uranus time frame starts October 8th and goes through November 29th. And then November 29th is Neptune starts, and it goes through till the end of your, your next birthday. Oh, where you're kind of at here, like I say, okay, you're still in Jupiter. Your Jupiter time frame really is, it's called the businessman's card. You've got the King of Diamonds and the Ace of Clubs, both right there. The King of Diamonds is that businessman's card, and usually, you know, it indicates you should be having some success, you know, especially, you know, from June till, you know, like August 17th, it should be a really good time. To be doing some stuff, but I don't know if you're putting in resumes or if you're going to start to start your own business, because just putting in resumes and trying to get different jobs, that might be more dicey, you know, because you're more dependent on others. The indications here are really that you need to kind of like start your own business. You really kind of need to be, you know, the captain of your own ship. It's like you need to be an entrepreneur and you need to open the doors to your own shop, you know, whatever you're doing. I don't know if you're doing, I don't know if you're a bricklayer or a cake decorator or, you know, what, but it's like, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you need to be, have that control and you need to be your own boss. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I am a cake decorator.
Okay. Okay. All righty, that was funny. Okay. Well, that's cool. It's like, you know, there's indications there that really and truly this would be a really good time to do that. There's an indication there also, though, by this Ace of Clubs. There's something new that you need to learn. And I'm just going to kind of go out on a limb there and say probably it's being followed up with that Saturn, with that King of Clubs. And also with an Eight of Hearts, you know, you're gonna have success in relationship. There's something there with your with power and relationship, emotional power. It might be okay. Well, I'm just gonna say what it looks like. It might be is there might be something that you need to go to school for or get some extra training for, like to be in your own business. Requires, you know, like of course, you know, if you're doing that for yourself already, I'm not sure. But
there's some bookkeeping, and there's some taxing, and there's some, you know, all this stuff that happens, you know, when you're in business for yourself. So it might be, I'm thinking it might be something related with that where, you know, your guides or angels, you know, somebody's just kind of saying you need a little more education, you know, in something. I'm thinking it's about, you know, maybe running the business just because that Ace of Clubs is there in Jupiter, and then a King of Clubs comes forward in Saturn. So I'm thinking there's some stuff there that you would need to make, you know, just take a couple classes for, you know, something like that, you know, whether it's computer classes, online classes, you know, how to market, how to build a business, you know, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm not positive on that. I will say again, I'll recommend that you run this by, if you're at all able to. Monday show starts at 3 o'clock, and that is going to be Jethro and Bonnie Alber. She's like a life coach and intuitive. It's like a very interesting combination. And Gary Wimmer is our stone reader, and he's with that lithomancy. And so if you can, you know, if you can get in and visit with any of them, it's like they're amazing people. They'll give you some really good advice off the cuff there. But the Eight of Hearts is like there's something with, I'll say, power with your family. You might have some family members that might really be supportive of this, you know, of your adventure or whatever, and who might be willing to come in and help you with that business side of it. You know, whether it's, you know, helping deliver cakes or, you know, run a storefront or, you know, help with, you know, the accounting process or something. It's like there's going to be some family that's going to rally around you and really be supportive of whatever it is that you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that sound real? Because that's what we're getting here. It's like, you know, but your success is going to be supported. You know, you're gonna have eight hearts, but it's power and charm. But it's like that also can be with the public. You know, it's like you have power and charm with the public at that point, and you know, even in a different one. Like Saturn is the biggest challenges of the year. So that, you know, that King of Clubs and the Eight of Hearts, you know, it's your biggest challenges of the year. It can be a really stressful time. So, you know, I'm not saying this is going to be, you know, a bed of roses, or maybe I am saying it's going to be a bed of roses. Just remember, roses have thorns, okay?
Yeah.
There may be stickery, I don't know. But, you know, there's the sweet smell of success there, too. So, you know, literally the sweet smell of success. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I don't know. They're giving me a lot of puns because, I mean, they showed, what they gave me is like, you know, pictures of you, like, you know, with your little chef hat, with a little apron, with it. I mean, that's why I pulled that cake decorator. I was like, oh, that's really funny. And here you really are. but, you know, yeah, and they're showing this. You're going to have more roses than thorns. I mean, you're going to have more of the flowers than of the thorns. So it's like when you ask for some help, people are going to like what you do. They like you as a person. You know, you're going to get the support you need. Okay. Does that help? Does that make sense?
It does.
All righty. That's good. Make sure that you make sure you call into that, or you know, make sure you log on. Hopefully you got a computer with that www.psychicsgonewild.com. Just under the contact information, you know, I never did ask your name. I apologize. I usually do that. Who am I talking to today?
Are you there?
My alarm. Yes, there we go. Sorry about that. For you went off in the background again.
Anyways, you're talking to Carolina.
Carolina, okay. Well, Carolina, well, thank you for calling in today. And like I say, you know, go log on to that, you know, www.psychicsgonewild.com, and then just, you know, under the contact information, enter your name, say, you know, just tell them, hey, I'm the day's winner of the bracelet. You know, here's my address. Please mail it out. Thank you very much. Have a great day. But do call back tomorrow and see if, you know, see what some of the other guys have a take on, because, you know, like I say, I just do cards. It's like, I know I've been hammered for this. Oh, I'm just a card reader. It's like, yes, you have intuition, but my group doesn't always come forth on air. So it's like, it's not something I've been able to, I'll say, depend on. Usually I have to meditate to get the things that I get. So the fact that they've been popping out today is really fun. Anyway, so thank you for calling in, and do, it's like if you're on a computer now, it's like it'll have a little up in the left-hand corner, you'll click on follow us, whatever, and it will send you like an email reminder, but we are on pretty much 7 days a week, you know, 3 o'clock, either 3 o'clock in the afternoons for afternoon shows, which is like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are afternoon shows, and then Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays
We are on in the evenings at 9 o'clock, so you'll always find us at either 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. Eastern Time, which if you're in different time zones, of course, I happen to be in Mountain Time Zone, so 3 o'clock Eastern Time is actually 1 o'clock my time. So anyway, well, thank you so much for calling in, and have an awesome day. And make sure you call back, make sure you go do that contact it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
You too. Bye. All righty, let's see. We're going to try this one more time, 347, because they are still there on the line. And let's
Rhode.
See if we have a
person. Her yesterday, she's 21.
Apparently, we don't have a real person yet. They're doing some kind of podcast on that one. So, all righty. Well, we thank everybody for calling in here. And it's like I went a little bit. I don't know whether I went overtime or undertime, but anyway, appreciate y'all for being here, and congratulations out to our day's winners. And again, you know, just to make sure you check out www.psychicsgonewild.com. You know, if you are today's winner of either the coffee or the bracelets, just make sure you under that contact us, you give Jethro your name, you give him your snail mail, you say, hooray, I won this today, and, you know, please get that out to me. So we will absolutely do that. A little bit of announcements. I remember this from camp, you know, announcements. What else is coming up this week? What else is coming up this week is Monday. We have, of course, as I've mentioned, we have Jethro is hosting Bonnie Albers and Gary Wimmer. Gary Wimmer is our lithomancy guy. He's a stone reader. He's written the only book on lithomancy, and it's called Lithomancy, the Psychic Guard of Reading Stones, I believe that's what it's called. He also has a second book called A Second in Eternity, and it talks about his near-death experience from a while back when he, literally went to heaven and came back and what his experiences are in that. So he will autograph, if you get a hold of him, he will autograph one of those books for you if you call him. And again, all of our contact information for all of our psychics, all of our readers, all of our healers, everybody that's there, that www.psychicsgonewild, it's like a lot of people have their pages there. So, you know, that's how to contact us individually. And you can get a hold of him if either of those topics interest you. So he is on, like I say, Mondays. And Bonnie Albers, she is an amazing lady. She has got so many letters and, you know, alphabet things behind her name. It's like, you know, most of our people have been, you know, got some really good education and degrees. She is not only a life coach. I can't even remember all the stuff she does. I know she life coaches, and I know she's an intuitive. And between the two of those, you know, what's not common sense is also she gets, you know, messages from the angels. So it's like that's Jethro, he is the founder of our show here in our program, PsychicsGoneWell.com, and he is just taking us to amazing places. But he also wrote a book, and his is called, with Kay, him and Kay Smith, both together, called Living in the Psychic Realm. And it is his story about, you know, what it was like growing up as a psychic person when, you know, a lot of people around him were shushing him and going, oh, my goodness, what's this? It's like he's got some really funny adventures in there when he was a child, like 5-6 years old. What happened when he went to church and talked to the pastor? It's like, he saw Mr. Clark, who was deceased, and Mrs. Clark walked right through him, and he had this conversation with Mrs. Clark, and she fainted dead away on the church steps. So anyway, then the pastor and his teacher at the time proceeded to tell him what he could do and what he couldn't do in terms of telling people about what he knew. So it's pretty funny. Anyway, he's got some really good examples in there. And, of course, he's working on more books coming out with, like, say, those psychic Jethro recipes and remedies, all kinds of stuff. It's got we think he's going to end up with a chef hat on his book with, you know, a little apron in the kitchen. So it should be pretty interesting. There, that's still in the works. And then Tuesday we have, musical Pamela Cummins, and she is a CUMMINS, and she can be found if you just actually Google her. She is her own place, but it's Pamela, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS, and she gets her information, like, a lot of times from her angels give her, like, music lyrics, you know, and she kind of interprets those. She also has written a book, and it's the psychic, I want to say, because she's also our love connection person, but she also does business, you know, finances, career, you know, that kind of stuff. She's not limited, you know, but love is her specialty. And she does have another show called The Love Channel Show. It's on, airs on Tuesdays here on Blog Talk, and she podcasts those to Hazy Radio. So if you miss her on the 3 o'clock segment Eastern Time, you can always catch up with her at 8 p.m., same night, same, you know, say, well, Blog Talk anyway. It's a different number. But The Love Channel shows. So she does that. And I'm trying to think, I think it's Psychic Wisdom of Love and Relationships or something like that. But it's really a cool cover. If you, you know, like I say, well, if you go to our page, you know, you'll find her. It's on, she said it's on Smashwords, and I know she's having a place where you can go and get a 50% off coupon to get the books. And she's, this is her first soft cover book. She does have other books that are out, like in ebooks and on Kindle and Smashwords, those kind of things. So check that one out. On Wednesday, we have our Florida mermaid, Amy Cavanaugh, who also has, everybody pretty much has a page on Facebook, of course. Hers is Awakening Claire, and it's called The Different Clairvoyances That People Have, you know, whether it's clairaudience, which is hearing, clairvoyance, which is seeing. There's also a clair for smelling. You know, you can smell things, you can taste things, you can, you know, clair touch is like, I can't remember, like I said, I'm going to have to get my own self geared up here, but there's the clairvoyances, you know, in the level, anything that we have physical, we also have metaphysical. When meta just means beyond the physical. So very interesting stuff. So Amy has that page going for her, and she also does hospice work. She does hospice and grief counseling, that kind of stuff. So people, you know, she's had a lot of, you know, her family members cross over, you know, on the other side. She does angel, you know, messages. She does her mermaid cards, and she kind of has a co-host right now. This month has been Andrew Romine, and he is, you know, one of our newest member to the Psychic Commonwealth family, and he does some very interesting things. And most of our people on the shows are now getting Reiki, so it's like we're a bunch of healers here too. So positive energy. On Thursdays, Jethro and Dina do amazing things. That is just those two are a riot. And of course, as you might have guessed, we have all of our shows in archives. So it's like, you know, if you miss something live, you can always go to archives to get it, which is awesome and cool. You know, just type in the blog, and it's like, if you know the date, you know what you're looking for, there's a whole bunch of, you know, everything is archived there. Jethro and Dina, they are just a riot. That's all I can say. You just got to tune in and listen to them. They have a blast. Fridays is Angela Bixby, and it's been Georgia Marantos, and they've been taking some other guests and stuff, so there are some different names pop up there, but they are both amazing readers. Angela with the, you know, Reiki, and Georgia, just, you know, very intuitively, just really, really amazing. Check them out on Fridays, and that's Friday at 9 o'clock. And then Saturdays, Jethro has been bringing in what we call new talent. So it's like there's always somebody new and different on Saturdays, and usually that's at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So come with us, check us out, see what's going on, and, you know, join the Psychic's Gone Wild family, because we'd love to have you here. So with that being said, I'm going to do just a little bit of, we've got a really cool song here that will finish this out, and it's called Twin Soul by Jeannie Christy Drinkle. She also has a show called, let's see, it's like the Golden Ring Healing Fountain, and some of our members have been on there, and of course, we've also been up on A1R Radio. It's if you go to www.a1rradio.com. You know, check under Jethro, because he airs a Friday segment, and, you know, I think each of us on these shows have been on there. It's live. It's, you know, gone to Canada, but it's FM radio, so it's a real deal. So check out some of our other shows, and here we go. And this is Christy Drinkle. Jeannie Christy Drinkle wrote this. She wrote this and performed this, and it was to her husband, and it's called Twin Soul, and it's pretty cool.
When I'm down on my knees, you always pick me up, turn me round. So I try to do the things I know you want me to when you're around. Take me high when I'm low. So baby, there's one thing I need to know. You're my twin soul.
Alrighty, and that's it for us on Psychics Gone Wild today. Thank you for coming and listening in, and thank you for listening in archives, and congratulations to all of our winners today, and we will see you again.